streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it up. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. Turn your radios all the way back up. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
And it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking in. Hey, hey, wake up, wake up. Fix is in. Yeah, we're on one again. Mm-hmm.
Motivational Monday. I feel like it's a motivational Monday. This ride, we're going to take them on this week. This is going to be an interesting week. Shouts out to everybody who loves Jesus and the Bible, because it's going to be a lot of biblical references this week. So we thank y'all for waking up on this blessed motivational Monday. We're getting y'all prepared for everything that's happening this week, because I just feel like the Spirit of God going to move this week. Something different is going to happen in your life this week. I'm praying and I'm believing that something that you've been praying for, something that you've been trusting and resting on God to do, he going to do it. So, that's why I think it's a motivational Monday, this blessed morning. We thank y'all for waking up with us on this great motivational Monday day.
Right.
And I'm excited, Dice, because this real talk topic we got today, Dice. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, it's going down.
Take them to church a little bit, Dice. What are we talking about?
It's going down. Listen, y'all going to learn today. So Focus is in this mood this year, y'all. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I just got to be honest. He's the one taking y'all to church this January, and so
it has something to do with her. I ain't letting her off the hook. We vibe off each other. Spirit, recognize spirit around here. Don't let her off the gas.
Let's be real. So we're gonna talk about your desert experience and faith. You know, when you're in the wilderness, what does that look like? How does that feel? What are you doing when you're in that space? So for those of you who are in a place right now, where you're like, why God? Why am I here? I feel alone. Are you here? What is this? Today is your day, because we are talking about it. And honestly, it is a good one. You know, Focus wanted to talk about it. So we're gonna go hard on this one, because obviously he got a word in his soul that one of y'all in the wilderness. And we trying to help you today.
We're gonna get you all the help you need. Yes. The Lord will move today. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, move. Holy Spirit, move.
You gotta do that like turn the pastor. It's gonna be real good.
And shouts out to everybody. If you have not downloaded Pray for Atlanta yet, I don't know. Let me know how that pillow feels. Because that thing is certified. Plus, we are gonna get Mr. Pray for Atlanta on the line today. 1K few. Will be in the studio today with us, chopping it up about this project that he dropped with Zaytoven. That is like just tearing up everybody's playlists all weekend long. All the DJs been texting me, texting Dice, reaching out. Listen, send me some of them tracks. Send me some of them tracks. We need that Pray for Atlanta. So that thing is out right now. So 1K Few will be joining us for our spiritual detox. Keep it locked.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your To Fix Faith in Sports Report. The conference championship games in the NFL are set. Before we get to that, let's look at our scripture verse of the day. And normally, I would read the verse, but Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, he read 1 Chronicles 29:11 at his press conference after his team beat the Houston Texans on Saturday.
Greatness, power, glory, victory, and honor belong to you, because everything in heaven and on earth belongs to you. The kingdom belongs to you, Lord. You are the head and the ruler over everything.
Again, that's 1 Chronicles 29:11. By the way, the Ravens, they're going to host the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game next Sunday, thanks to a Buffalo Bills kicker missing a kick wide right in the playoffs yet again.
The snap is good. The ball put down. The kick is up and no good. Wide right. Wide right. The Bills kicker missed a field goal. Wide right. Jubilation for the Chiefs sideline. 1:43 to go.
Thanks to Kevin Harlan for Westwood One on the call as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 27-24. Now get this fact. Patrick Mahomes became the Chiefs' starting quarterback in 2018. Since then, he has started in the AFC Championship game in every season. Truly impressive. The NFC Championship game is also set on Saturday. The San Francisco 49ers rallied back to beat the Green Bay Packers 24-21. So who will they play next week? We go to Motown for the answer.
Mayfield stands along the right hash of the shotgun. Gets the snap from the center, Hainsey. Throws over the middle, floats it high, and it's intercepted! Picked off by Derek Barnes! The former Purdue Boilermaker with the biggest interception of his life! Sealing the deal for the Detroit Lions!
That's Kevin Kugler on the call for Westwood One as the Detroit Lions beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-23. The Lions will be in the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991. In the NBA, the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Brooklyn Nets 125-114. In the Battle of Florida, the Orlando Magic routed the Miami Heat 105-87. The Denver Nuggets get the road win over the Washington Wizards. Final score 113-104. Nikola Jokic scored 42 points, had 12 rebounds, and 8 assists in a W for the Nuggets. The Boston Celtics take care of the Houston Rockets 116-107. The Phoenix Suns get 40 points from Kevin Durant to defeat the Indiana Pacers 117-110. And the Los Angeles Lakers dominated the Portland Trailblazers 134-110. In women's hoops, Stanford Cardinal head coach Tara Vanderveer sets the record for the most wins in NCAA history with 1,203 career wins. Stanford beat Oregon State 65-56 to get the job done. Congratulations to Tara Vanderveer and the Stanford Cardinal. Finally, a little personal news for me. Larry Zimmer, who was the longtime radio voice for the Denver Broncos and the Colorado Buffaloes, died on Saturday. He was 88 years old. Larry called over 1,000 games at the University of Colorado and over 500 games for the Broncos, including 4 Super Bowls. We also worked together the last 2 years that he worked for the Buffs in 2014 and 2015. He would truly be missed. I'm Justin Adams, and this has been your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. Now back to DJ Focus and Dice Gamble, as The Fix is in.
What special day is it today, Dice? I know you are very, very excited over there today. What we got to look forward to?
Well, listen, for those of you who love you some brownies, today is Blonde Brownie Day. And so if you are one of those ones who actually love brownies and you love those blonde brownies a little bit better, yeah, please take a picture today and celebrate. Make you some. Go to the mall. I don't know why the mall seem to have the best cookies, brownies. It's I think it's the trick of the devil when you're walking by trying to go to your favorite store and you smell it, it's just cooking. But Blonde Brownies don't have a documentation of its beginning. It's crazy, but they think it started back in the 1940s, and all it is a brownie that people usually put chocolate chips in but leave out the chocolate outside of the batter. So today is your day. For those of you who don't like chocolatey brownies, make you some Blonde Brownies. And you can substitute those chocolate chips for like toffee, nuts, and things like that. But yeah, National Blonde Brownie Day. So hashtag that. Okay, hashtag it. If you make one, send us one. Let's just...
Shouts out to all the big bony people like myself. If this ain't your cheat day, go past the brownies.
Wait till Friday.
I need you to flee
Wait
from temptation. Please from temptation. Yeah. I need to. This ain't the day. This ain't your cheat day. Don't just reinvent it today. Just keep walking by and shouts out to y'all. And it's funny you talked about in the mall because you're absolutely right. See, the brownie spot is not the spot in the mall for me. For me and my wife, Cinnabon. Oh my God. That it's something about walking past that cinnabon, that smell, and you try not to look over there, but then when you cut your eye to the right, you see it, and you see them making one fresh, and they say,
"Oh, it's so big."
Yeah, just goozing, just oh my goodness. So yeah,
that's, the cinnabon, that's the cinnabon one. That, is yeah, a trap. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. My son Noah, he loves the pretzel one, Annie's. Or whatever your pretzel one is. Yes. Good luck. He's getting a cup of pretzels. He's getting a whole twisted pretzel. He's getting the whole, and then he getting a dipped. He's getting everything. Like, it's like a whole bar. Like, yes. He's getting like, and he's walking away with a bag of whatever the pretzel of the day is. It's just, he's on it like that. But, yeah.
I get the pepperoni.
Ooh, I forgot they make them like that.
Pretzels from Auntie Annie's.
And, yeah, those are the devil.
Oh, my goodness. Some things, ain't no good either. Yeah, they ain't no good for you. They taste so good, but they ain't no good. The calories, the intake, the fat, it ain't no good. And they're greasy, too. Y'all know when y'all get that back, you look at it.
It's grease spot.
That is grease.
From the bag.
Yes, that's grease. That is grease from the pepperoni. It is grease from the pepperoni. Yeah, don't act like it's hot. So, yeah, I'm praying for all the people who are trying to do better this year. It's a new year. Try to do a little bit better. Just walk and flee. Flee from temptation. It's temptation. Flee. Flee. And if you got to walk away from your spouse for a minute, walk away. Say, honey, you sit down and you enjoy that Cinnabon. Let me go look in the Nike store again real quick. And let me just go, you know, look in the hat store or something. Or, you know, yeah, just walk away. Allow your spouse to eat that. Because I know that's real. Yeah. When you sit with your spouse and it's a cute little thing. You want to enjoy it. Which is, no. Today ain't your day. You got to move. Listen, we got to go back to this music coming up the next hour. Come on, 1K Few will be joining us. Pray for Atlanta out now everywhere, running up crazy numbers. So we're going to get 1K Few, have his sit down with him, have a conversation about this project. Keep it locked. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back with more. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
It's the stories, the journeys, the testimonies. It's a spiritual detox.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And listen, this is a situation. When I tell y'all the hottest thing that dropped, this new project that dropped, it's tearing everything up. Everybody going crazy. Everybody was long anticipating Pray for Atlanta. And that thing out right now. We got Mr. Pray for Atlanta in the building right now. Mr. 1K Few. What's going on?
PFA.
Huh?
Pray for Atlanta way.
Huh?
Some sand, Jackie Chan. Yeah, we in the building, man. 1K Few Cleveland, what's happening? Fix Radio.
Listen, we appreciate you coming through, Few, man. And we ain't taking it lightly, man. And come on and talk about this.
Geez, I'm just not seeing your shirt.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's for the culture. That's we just want to make sure we're getting for the culture.
That's hard.
It's something for the culture.
Hey, you got to get them made.
Oh, no, it's already in the work. Don't
okay,
worry.
Okay.
We're talking, you know, entrepreneurship.
Okay, cool.
I need a couple of pray for Atlanta hoodies.
Oh, for sure. You know you got them.
Absolutely. So, come on, man. First, walk people back. A lot of people don't know the relationship you've had with Zay Tobin for years.
So
catch people up on speed, man, when the first time you actually met Zay Tobin before you did the first mixtape with him.
Man, I met Zay. Well, I feel old for real now. I met Zay about 10 years ago. It was at his dad's church. And, you know, this round time.
Did y'all hear what Few said? He said Zay Tobin's dad church.
Yeah, his dad all, church.
For all the naysayers. We're going to get to that.
No, for sure. Right. No,
we're going to get to that in a minute.
I've been seeing a lot of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of that, too. They mad because folks seeing different than them. But we gonna change the subject.
Yes.
But now, it was a Friday. And, you know, this round time, like, we just performing, not getting no money, like, just getting our name out there, trying to figure it out. And I almost didn't even go because it was a Friday. So I'm like, bro, like, I'm trying to chill. Like, I'm trying to stay back. But I forgot, like, one of my cousins told me, like, nah, let's go. We ain't doing nothing anyway. So we pulled up. And literally the first person I seen with him on the key was Zay on the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, most of my partners didn't really know what he looked like for real. Well, some of us knew. But because, you know, like, Zay a producer. So, you know, he ain't really in front of the camera like that for real.
Right.
So, but I knew off the muscle, like, because I'd been like a student, like, you know what I'm saying? Like watching YouTube videos and just him making beats and everything. So I already know who he was. So long story short, I get up there, perform. And then after I get down, I go up to him, like, you know, get a picture or whatever. And bro, ended up saying he rocking with what I had going on. He said he ain't never seen nobody like do that for real. Like as far as like somebody young who really like not ashamed of, you know, standing on their purpose. You feel what I'm saying? And So ever since that night, he just invited me to the crib. The next day I came to the crib. He put like 10 beats on my flash drive. And one of the beats was Church Gone Wild, and it was
a rap after Church Gone Wild.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was your introduction to everybody.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So that was the official one there. Like,
yeah, that was the.
And even before Church Gone Wild, I feel like we had been grinding for at least like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years, something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that to say it's like, boy, the grind don't ever stop. Like, a lot of people, I heard y'all say earlier, like people think that you can just wake up and pop. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, it don't even work like that. Like, you got to put the work in, and you're going to go up when God say you ready to go up. You feel what I'm saying? Because I realized just at a young age, like, well, not a young age, an older age, especially during the pandemic, I wasn't even ready for the success at an early age. Like, when I was, like, younger and, you know, ain't really go through life for real. You feel what I'm saying? I wasn't ready for that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready to get in front of no camera, and you know what I'm saying? I probably going to crash out.
Mm-hmm.
But not saying God time, always perfect time. I just had to realize that like our purpose is His promise. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like we just got to move like that in life,
mm-hmm.
and really have tunnel vision. Cause a lot of you folks like it easy to get distracted, like from social media, from just everyday life. You feel what I'm saying? Cause you know everybody nowadays robots, like they clout robots.
Oh, man.
What I'm saying? So it's like that's all it is. It's clout robots around here. So it's like, we just got to remember who we are. Like, we God's creation. Like, we really kings and queens. Like, we His children. You feel what I'm saying?
No, that's good. And thanks for sharing that, man. The one, you know, met Zaytoven at a church and, you know, started connect with him. So when did you really know, though, that, like, we going to continue to, like, collab and make this thing pop to the level that y'all doing it now?
Sure. When I kept bugging him, hitting his phone, and as the way he was at, mm-hmm. But Zay always been the type to show love, though. Like, it don't matter where he was. Like, I'm just the type of person that I don't want to do too much. You feel what I'm saying? Right. But every time I done hit Zay about anything, he done came through anything. It's like, I remember one time he was in the studio with Pee Wee Longway. He told me to pull up type thing. I was like, what you got going on? He was like, I'm in the studio with Pee Wee. I was like, I'll call you later. He's like, nah, come pull up. So I'm like, oh, boy, what? Mm-hmm. Boy, I'll never forget me and my brother Ray Jose pulled up. And, that was just one of the many, like, situations with bro. Like, but his heart crazy, like, because a lot of people in that industry don't want to really open the door or let you come up. You feel what I'm saying? But Zay ain't never been like that. He ain't never had that crab in the bucket, like, mentality. That what it called, crab in the bucket?
Yeah, that's it.
But he ain't never really had that. Like, he always wanted to see me win type thing. And I could tell he was sitting back watching, too, on some, like, okay, now he ready.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, I done sold the seed, so I want to see what you do with it. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like he see I'm ready, like, to really go there now.
So talk about that, y'all unique relationship, because I know you guys have to have some Bible conversations, just how y'all see scripture. Talk about that. What's that like when you get a chance to really talk with your brother and have those conversations?
So really, I be asking him more so like, I'm like, bro, how do you deal with everyday life when you married, you got kids,
mm-hmm.
like you're around so much stuff every day. Like, how do you deal with all this?
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he would always just tell me just discipline and focus and staying focused. Cause he been with Step for a little minute too. You feel what I'm saying? And I always looked up to him just as being in the mainstream and still having, you know, his relationship with God, being the father, being the husband. Cause a lot of people don't even see that. You feel what I'm saying? They just hear what he do with the mainstream, like with the secular side,
mm-hmm.
and they just automatically judge him and throw him away. You feel what I'm saying? But behind the scene, Zay really more kingdom than most of these preachers.
Oh, really?
For sure.
Come on, talk about it.
For sure. Like, it's relationship over religion. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't speaking for, you know, of course, all of them, but it's like, you know, a lot of people just go by the book, I would say. And that ain't even the wrong thing. And when I say by the book, I ain't talking about the Bible. I'm talking about, like, just tradition. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? It's like they just go with what they think people want to see or think people want to hear. You feel what I'm saying? It's like,
it's kind of like
going to therapy and listening to somebody who ain't been through nothing you've been through. Kind of. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to have that real relationship. That's what I'm on, though, bro. I ain't gonna cap. In the pandemic, bro, I woke up for real. Like, that was the whole gospel rap is back. came from, because I'm like, bro, I'm finna just embrace what God gave me. I ain't even finna run from it. You mm-hmm. feel what I'm saying? I just really had to wake up. Because everybody on some like, I'm a Christian rapper, I'm a gospel rapper, but I don't want to be called that. Don't put me in the box. Boy, you sound crazy. What are you doing for? Like, what are you doing it for? Like, why? What are you doing gospel rap for if you don't want to be called a gospel rapper? Mm-hmm. Boy, stop. But I'm turning my box into TNT, but I'm blowing up with mine. Mm-hmm. I'm not stunning none of that. Like, I'm done. I ain't trying to run for president. What I'm political for?
Hey, you're going to do what God tell you to do.
For sure.
Speak to that, though, because I'm glad you brought about the gospel rap. And shouts out, I know one of your brothers, too, as well, Kent Jones. I know And we know Kent Jones did gospel rap on a high level. Yeah. Gospel, R&B, whatever you want to call it. He had his own flavor. Speak to your relationship with Kent and how that kind of helped you, too, as well.
Legend. Shout out my brother, Tonio, too. Like, he the one who introduced me to KJO. Like, as soon as I linked up with him, he had been telling KJO about me. And I pulled up. This was before Free Life. I had pulled up to something he was doing. I think it World Change or something like that. He had like the youth program at World Change. I think it was World Change. I don't know. It might not have been World Change. But I pulled up, and me and my partners pulled up with me. He was like, "Oh yeah, well, I've been hearing about you." And KJO was another one. Like he always shared his platform too. You feel what I'm saying? KJO taught me a lot. Like KJO definitely taught me how to be a boss too. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? It really holds your own and not really depend on nobody. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
No, that's all. Listen, we got 1K Few in the building. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back for more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back. DJ Focus. And we still got 1K Few in the building. It's a whole situation. Listen, pray for Atlanta out right now. If you ain't got it, listen, let me know how that pillow feel, because y'all ain't sleep.
Yeah.
So come on, talk about it, man.
And they on the air mattress.
And the air mattress. Let's go. Let's talk about a couple of these singles before we get into the projects. Listen, On Fire. That came out.
Streets.
That got everybody going. Talk about the inspiration behind that track and making that track, and what was the message you wanted to deliver in that?
Man, it's just time to wake up. It's time to really talk about what's going on. You feel what I'm saying? And not dance around it and not sugarcoat it. And that's what's going on right now. The streets on fire. Yeah. It's like the, what you call it? I got a brain fart right now, but Jesus on the way though.
Yeah.
So.
End times. You said
we're in end times.
Okay.
We in end times.
Okay.
You seen Barbershop 2 when they were throwing the fire and breaking the windows?
Yes, sir.
That we going to.
That's what we going to.
For sure.
So you think we being soft Christians, we ain't being bold enough?
Boy, we was just talking about that in the car, bro. I ain't gonna count though. 2024, we gonna start standing on stuff.
For real.
We gonna start standing on pews.
Bring that church revival back on. Mm-hmm. That's good. Come on, this favorite trapper. That thing got Peace Sign on it. It got Young Dro, Zaytoven on it.
Yeah.
Talk about that, man.
Man, that song right there going so crazy right now. Everybody loving Favorite Trap right now. Shout out to 1K Peace Sign. Shout out to Young Dro. And that the way that song just came about was crazy. Like, crazy. Mm-hmm. I ain't really got too many words, for real. But, I do got a little story, though. What kind of like that song was kind of centered around. I had a situation a while back where I was picking my cousin up from the trap or whatever, taking him back to the house. And I'm picking him up, and I ain't expecting that. I ain't trying to go in. I'm out of the way. Like, I already know what's going on in the trap. Like, ain't no telling what's going on. Like, anything can happen any minute. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm trying to pick him up, be in and out. And he come out, and he like, bro, I need you to come inside, bro. Like, so I'm like, come inside? Like, what you talking about? I'm going to owe somebody some money or something. So he's like,
Let me know something.
Right. I need you to come inside. So I go in there. They in there smoking, shooting dice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a girl in there crying. You feel what I'm saying? So it was crazy, though. As soon as I walked in, it's like, when you're doing something you ain't got no business doing, and somebody walk in, just an adult walk in. It don't got to be nobody you know. Like, it just be somebody. It's somebody of authority. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how I kind of was, when I walked in, everybody just stopped. You feel what I'm saying? And the girl was crying and she was pregnant. And all she kept saying was like, man, can you please pray for me? Can you please pray? Like, she was barely talking, she crying. So I'm like, dang, like, and when she said it, like, off the muscle, like, in my head, I'm like, ah, oh, God, why you do me like this right now? Like, cause I ain't never did nothing like that before.
Okay.
Like, ever. You feel what I'm saying? So, but I ain't gonna lie. One thing I did know was I had to go. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I had to step. And, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't have been able to step in that environment. You mm-hmm. feel what I'm saying? Cause like, oh, nah, I can't do it. But that was a situation where I really had to fight through, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I was thinking at the moment. I had to really put relationship over religion. You feel what I'm saying? Because that trap, like, that ain't nothing religious about that at all. Like, that ain't nowhere near church.
Oh, it's real.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's the relational side. So, and long story short, we all held hand around the trap, and I prayed for the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Prayed for her. And then that was that, really.
Did that take your prayer life and then your aspect of understanding spiritual warfare to a yeah. different level?
It gave me a personal confidence, like a personal confidence. I wouldn't say it woke me up, like, as far as spiritual warfare, because I ain't gonna count, like, I was born in the church. Like, I always seen all type of stuff, so I knew prayer worked always. Gotcha. I ain't never had no doubt about prayer. And my mama, like, she a prayer warrior for real. So it's like, she already done trained us growing up. So it was just time for me to go on the battlefield. It's like, I had already been trained. I just ain't want to use what I had learned. Feel what I'm saying?
No, that's good. So come on, let go, let God. Talk about that track, Inspiration.
Oh, yeah. But you can't do nothing yourself. You got to give everything to God. And the moment you think you can do everything yourself, God going to show you. You know what I'm saying? What it's really like to try to handle stuff on your own. So, yeah, that's basically what that means. That's going to be an anthem, too. Let go, let God going to be an anthem.
No, yeah, I agree. And do you think the church is struggling in that aspect right now? Like literally trusting God to do it instead of trying to do it on their own self?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, but that's human, though. You feel what I'm saying? But one of the examples was, like, when the pandemic came, it was like everybody just died ill and die. You feel what I'm saying? But it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I just got a different type of, like, trust in God. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, we really got to trust God because we don't know. You feel what I'm saying? Like, every single day, every single second, every single situation you in, you got to trust God. It's like, it ain't no way around it. We really don't, like, me moving my hand right now, God already knew I was going to do that. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, we really ain't got no control. It's all a mind game. Everybody think we got control. You feel what I'm saying? Because we can't see the operator. You feel what I'm saying? But it's like, we really just puppets. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying?
Catch the religious folks up on this trap sound. We know it originated from Atlanta. You know, shouts out to T.I. and Gucci and Zay. And you can go down the list, you know. But catch people up for those who may not understand the trap sound and what you deliver in this project.
Man. Yeah, authenticity, really, like on how we came up. Cause I came and listened to Tip, Gucci, all type of Atlanta, just the whole Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on that, and just me having the opportunity to really be myself and stand on kingdom business at the same time, like, that's a blessing. And for me to, and my brother, like, to stick with it all these years, that folks finally giving us, you know, the respect that it deserved. Not that we deserve, but the respect that, you know, our sound deserves. You feel what I'm saying? Because we done been through situations, and we done been through getting kicked out of churches for 808s and, you know, sending Rapzilla our songs and getting turned away. Like, we done, like, this was years ago. You feel what I'm saying? We done been through all that.
Right.
But I feel like now, I'm saying, God, just he bringing it all together. You feel what I'm saying? You know, he, the last gonna be first. You feel what I'm saying? So we just had to stay down with it. It was hard, though.
No, it was hard, and we still fighting. And shouts out to all your religious folks. We love y'all.
Because
mm-hmm. even me, as a Christian hip hop gospel rap DJ, faith infused DJ,
yeah.
I'm still fighting with some churches who still don't want to accept this music.
Facts.
And they, you know, but the funny thing is because they don't want to accept this music, but I can go through their playlist and they can give me everybody on the mainstream.
Man.
From Jay-Z all the way down to Lil Durk.
They're not only going to give it to you, they're going to put the instrumental behind their sermon.
Yes. Yes.
They're going to put the instrument, they're going to put Section Red behind their sermon.
Why is that?
Because they clout robots.
And that's the new one for 2024.
For sure.
Robots. You heard it from 150 yourself. Talk about, man, the importance, man, of having a Young Dro on this project. Because I know a lot of people probably was reaching out to you and say, like, what? And, you know, just they itself, but then you put Young Dro on.
Man, we did that. My main excitement for the Young Dro feature is for everybody who knew and knows Young Dro and what he stood for, what he stand for, what he been through, and for him to get on the record acknowledging, you know, Jesus Christ, acknowledging his love for God, unashamed.
Thanks.
You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's like different people in the city and in the world that ain't nowhere near church, but they looking at Dro and listening to Dro verse like, bruh, if this man was able to do that, I know I can do it. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like me and him got the same story too. It's like we got different people we grew up with too. And we get that all the time. They hitting us like, damn, I'm proud of you, bro. I'm thinking about getting out there doing something. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, it's really opening up doors to people who didn't even know that they existed. You feel what I'm saying? Like, folks, man, I would never thought in a million years Young Dro would do a gospel rap verse. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm feeling like just off that alone, we saving souls.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, like, it's so many people in the world who gonna hear that verse and they're gonna be like, bro, if Young Dro is on here saying Jesus' name, bro, I know I can get out here and go crazy.
Absolutely.
And really stand on kingdom business for real.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And I think, too, as well, if we don't continue to make sure we build relationships with them, we don't know what God will do.
Yeah.
We're so busy to judge, but we don't even know if they're being discipled properly, if they understand how to break down, understand how to read their Bible, understand how to break down text, and understand how to pray.
Yeah.
We ain't got no relationship with them either, ask questions or build relationships.
Yeah, that's real.
So, salute to you. Definitely salute to Zay Tobin too as well, because that's a cheat code. You got a superstar producer that can reach out to all his friends and say,
right,
come on.
Right.
Listen, my little bull 1K few over here doing this. No, you need to be a part of this. So shouts out to you, man, for breaking that gap, bridging that gap. Come on, man. This tour coming up in a couple of months, man. What do you expect, man? What can the people expect?
Man, I don't even know. I'm just expecting God to do his thing. I ain't, you know, we just vessels.
Right.
So man, we it's gonna be a movie though.
No, it's definitely
that's all I know. I don't even know what to expect.
Listen,
it's gonna be a surprise to me.
You, peace sign, what can peace sign on it? You got Aha to come out. Listen.
Everybody, man, listen. The whole lineup, that boy John Keefe, like,
yeah, John Keefe too.
Everybody, I don't know, bro. We just gotta stay prayed up. That's all I know.
Yeah,
cause it's about to be groundbreaking for sure.
I agree.
So we just got to stay prayed up. That's all.
Listen, I appreciate you coming through, kicking it with us, 1K Few. Tell people how they connect with you, follow you, and please introduce your latest single.
Man, y'all follow the kid at 1KPHEW at all social media platforms. Man, y'all follow me right now. And y'all know who I'm at with. I'm on the fix, man. I'm, you know, it's the fix. You're broke if you ain't fixed. You feel what I'm saying?
Thanks.
But right now, man, y'all check me out, man. It's my latest single, Let Go, Let God. Shout out that boy Zay. Shout out to Zay. We in the building, man. Let's get it, man. DJ Focus, what it do?
Keep it locked. You tune into the fix. You know the fix is in.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into the fix, your source of faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. We just played that song. Shouts out to our brother too as well. If you have not picked out, downloaded that new George Rose, that algorithm. That thing is certified, so we got that thing in rotation for a minute. Shouts out to you, George, making great music.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of super talented producers,
mm-hmm.
Artists, our little bro. I'm sorry, our old bro. I can't even say little bro. He ain't young. So Kanye West is at it again. He keeps going on these little tantrums on social media, posting his wife in her cheeks. I'm trying to figure out why you keep putting your wife. Cheeks all up on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, talking about she making you cream of wheat and stuff. I'm trying to figure out what is going on in Kanye West's brain. Do you just need attention? Like, I really want to have some talks with you, brother. Like, you are filthy rich. You are a billionaire. I know you have somewhat of a great relationship with Jesus. I do believe you're a believer. But this is where I kind of feel like you're steering away a little bit, bro. I got questions on modesty and how a kingdom lady should look on camera. And what are you doing? What are you projecting? What are you pushing? This is your wife. Why is your wife half naked and you putting pictures all on social media for everybody to look at? So I was confused, Dice. I'm trying to figure out, is this always just attention? Does he have nothing else relevant to put out? So he's just doing stuff for shock value. Regardless, I just want to know how this lines up with your faith, Kanye. That would be my question. From a biblical standpoint, how does this line up with your faith? What are you pushing? What fruit is this that you're pushing right now to the masses? I have a question. I just want to know. And I know you got thoughts, Dice.
You know, I want to say, you know, sorry, Amber Rose, we did not believe you when you broke up with Kanye. And the things you said he shamed you and the things he would say even after you guys broke up. And you talked about him being a narcissist. And I believed you kind of, but it's hard to believe. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to believe. Not then. I mean, not now, but then, yes, because it was like, okay, you've been dating this guy, you know, you're hanging around, you're hanging out. Is he really, really like this? You know, but he is. Like any man, here we go, guys. Any man who wants to share his wife with the world in the ways that he's doing right now, he don't care about her. He don't care about her. Like, you know, and then he doesn't care about his children because his children are watching this. This is high level stuff. So you don't care about what your kids think about you, regardless if you're grown or not. You have daughters. So you're telling your daughters as you post these horrible pictures of your wife and even her being in the kitchen cooking in this nasty sexual gear, y'all gonna mess around and take something and it's gonna be nasty. One of y'all gonna get sick. But I'm just saying, like, you and your kids are seeing this. Now, let me be real with you. Those of you who have ever worked in a restaurant, it's something called cross contamination. So when you call yourself on to be up in the kitchen in some old thong and a face, we already know these are sexual things. So these items typically would be in a bedroom. So y'all just nasty, nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's okay in the privacy of your own home if you guys, you know, to the married couples, if you cooking in your underwear and all that. Cause here's the deal. I go to the window. I got on my night stuff too. You know, when I say to the window, but my kitchen, you know, there's a sink there and there's a window. I get that, but I don't look like this. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm not going to go post it on the internet either. You know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Right.
That's why I said this is, you're teaching the world how much you don't care about women. You're teaching the world how much you don't care about your wife. I feel sorry for her. And then you're also teaching your children, like, this is okay if your husband wants to pretty much prostitute you out to the world to, you know, entertain them. And so now every, you know, every husband out there, every single man can lust after your wife in a way that they shouldn't. And the Bible says we shouldn't. So it's just, there has to be a line drawn, you know, in a relationship. And if this is their relationship, God bless them. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see it. Like, we're over it. And I'll be real with you. I said this before. Kanye don't have to do anything else. We love him. We're going to always play his music. You know, we're going to always, whatever he creates, we're going to be intrigued. He doesn't have to intrigue us with her. And I can count about 5 other chicks that look way better than her. And it's no shade to her. She's beautiful. But I'm saying, like, what are you, we don't need people's beauty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've already had the super most beautiful wives on the earth. Like, he's already done so much. That's why I said, to me, this is a insecure move. It's insecure. I'm not popular enough right now. I'm not doing enough right now. I'm not getting enough attention right now. So I'm going to post my wife butt booty naked in the kitchen so I can get attention on my page. And I said this before, I'm like, you don't have to do this. You're choosing to do this and you're not gaining anything. And any man who says they believe and love the Lord, they would never post their wife like this. So I'm not ever going to sit here and say this man has a great relationship. And it's no shade to you, Focus, but I'll be real with you. You can't tell me you love Jesus and then you post your wife like this on social media. No man of God would do this. And I would never call him a man of God at this particular moment in time. So it's like, you get right. You need to go repent. Go repent. Take these photos down. Go, matter of fact, go apologize to your wife. Because this is in the eyes of God, you know, like if Jesus was standing in that kitchen, would you still have posted this picture on the internet? No, I don't think so. But you're not walking in the Holy Ghost doing this. So right. maybe he might not be following Jesus anymore. And I would pretty much bet everything I have in this moment, he definitely wasn't following Jesus. He was definitely following her. And all the kikiing. And it's sad because I'll be real with you. My husband has a very wonderful package. Absolutely. The world will never see it. I will never post it. I try my best to make sure what's mine is mine. And I'm the one enjoying all the parts that he has on his body. It's me. It's mine. It's personal. And any married person knows, yeah, I don't want anybody else looking at what you don't mind when they compliment your mate and you're like, oh, you know, your husband's nice looking or your wife's nice. People love that, but nobody wants to share. Not no real couple. I'm going to be real with you. We don't like, maybe y'all like this freak stuff and maybe this is Hollywood, right? So like we're over here, I'm living in the world of what's mine is mine. Keep your hands off of mine. No, please don't call mine. Don't touch mine. Mine is gone. Mine's off the market. Mm-hmm. What's mine is mine. Don't play. Don't play because I'm going hard for mine. So that's why I'm like, this is a marriage that it's not based on anything concerning God. And it's sad because little kids be scrolling on the internet following Kanye. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're sowing. Yeah. It's called in the world for people who go to detention centers and things like that. It's called unwanted exposure. And thanks. Unwanted exposure starts to stem addiction to porn, you know, sneaking around, infidelity. So it's like, regardless of how much money this man make or have or his accolades, he is contributing to mental health issues that many, many men and women have. And that's why I'm like, we have to start holding people accountable and saying, hey, I'm going to click nudity on this picture. I'm going to still follow you, bro. I'm going to be here for you, but I'm going to click nude. We got to start doing it. We don't want to see it.
I had to unfollow. Yeah, I don't need to be triggered. I don't need to see no cheeks when in my time.
No, that was a long rant. No like you said, love him to death. Love him to death, brother. You welcome here on The Fix anytime.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like, come on. Like, you've done enough for life, the world, the music community. Like, we've been inspired forever. Like, there is no erasing Kanye. And I think sometimes people have to hear that message. We can't even erase you from the planet. Like, you literally have come here and you put your mark here. You set the bar so high. Every producer and every rapper at a certain point wanted to be you, or they use something of yours to get to the next level. We don't care who you marry. She will never get to your status and she'll never be you. And we will never like her more than you like you, more than we like you. Never. Because he already sold us. We figured out, and I'll be real with you, spiritually, he walked in his purpose, even though he had a rough way to go and people didn't believe in him. He showed us how to do that. And I think that's another way he inspires us. It's like, man, you've shown us how to overcome. So you don't have to sit here and fall for this trick of the enemy where I got to go put my naked wife on the internet to get some attention today. You ain't got to do that. And I want you to stop. Personally, I do. Matter of fact, I don't even know if I'm following him anymore. I remember the last pictures. I was like, oh, Lord, bro. I'm not here for that.
Yeah, none of us are here for us.
Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. We praying for you, Yay. Listen, we coming up, we got our Real Talk conversation, so don't touch that dial. We're going to a quick break. We're coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuning into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Real conversations from real, imperfect people in pursuit of a perfect God. Let's jump into today's Real Talk topic.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix. It's time to get real in these streets and... Woo! You talk about it, Dice, and this is one I think that you know, it's going to bless the people, but also bless us. It's a tough thing, you know. Every now and then, I think I do go through a period where it's like a wilderness season, I call it. And I kind of got to get back and seek him. Like I do. I think he challenges us in these areas to seek him and get back to knowing him on a higher level. So that's why I think this this real talk today is going to be, you know, pretty interesting. I think it'll be definitely edifying to the body and all of our listeners, but also to us. So what do you do? Real talk today. What do you do when you're, you know, experiencing, you know, you feel like you in the desert experiencing, you know, some troubles and some trying times with your faith journey, you know? So, yeah. Yeah. So I know, you're going to put your cloth on for this one.
Well, bless the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, right? We will rejoice and be glad in all the desert experiences, because that's where development is made. That's where we are mature in Christ, you know? I think a lot of times people think it's when they're in fellowship and in community and we was building, you know what I'm saying? And we had a greater experience, you know, corporately. I mean, it's hard to hear from God in a group. It just is. Because there typically is something about that person that's in front of you, or the couple of people in front of you that you're excited about, you know, whether it's your kids or your family, aunts, uncles, parents, you know. And you might get a word, but truly there is no revelation until you, it's just you and God, you know, from Moses to Joseph to Paul to Jesus. That's God's thing, is to get us, you know, in a space where we focus on him. I love it. I absolutely love it. Like, I create my own desert moments because I need to feel alone, because I'm such a strong-willed person, if that makes any sense, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I need to be put in a position where, man, it's wild animals out here. It's dark, you know, like, I don't know where I'm at, because that's when I tap in a little bit deeper into God. You know what I mean? All my friends are saved, so it's just easy to walk around. You know, my life is really easy because everybody gives me a word, everybody's encouraged, and everybody, you know, is in their Bible, everybody, you know. But until I get really put in a place where I'm like hearing crickets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't really hear God's voice in the way I need it. You know what I'm saying? I hear God's voice every day in the way I want it, because I look for his voice. You know, like I know my ways. I know I can, you know, phone a friend. I know I can get in my word. I click on my Bible app. I can open my concordances. You know, I like, so it's different when you are like, you don't have all that stuff in front of you. It's very different.
Yeah, it's very different. And I think that's the challenges, at least for me, is when I agree with you, when you don't have those distractions, when you do have a good circle of, you know, like-minded believers, for the most part, everybody is trying to learn their word, study, pray, and trying to be in the presence of God. I guess the challenge for me is, what do you do when you're out ministering and you're in the wilderness with people who are total opposite of everything we just said? And now you have to be able to stand firm. You have to be able to witness and share the gospel with some. So for some of us, it might have been a vice or a struggle that we've overcome, but don't get it twisted. Every now and then, you know, the enemy, he'll dangle something in front of you that, you know, you used to like, and that you know, you used to be enticed by and you used to be a part of. And to me, I think that's when the challenges are, you know, come around. You know, I say this all the time. You know, I have definitely loved ones as well as great friends. And I always call them associates now, because we kind of moved past the true friendship of like hanging out all the time. Mm-hmm. But I have some partners that I ran the streets with and came up with high school and played sports with and, you know, did a lot of different things with. And I'm at a place now in my spiritual walk and then where I'm at in my life that they may not be at. So I have to guard when I go around them, just being honest, because they're still doing a lot of the stuff that you know, sense. I'm trying not to do.
Yeah, but I mean, when do you learn to become a leader?
I'm with you.
You know, leadership, we can sit back and read all these leadership books all we want and pick somebody in the Bible to follow all we want. But until you are in that wilderness, you guys don't look like me, talk like me, you're not thinking like me, but God has me here. I know I'm here for a reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a Joshua experience. It's like,
it is.
How do I learn? How do I learn to lead if I'm not feeling that way in the midst of you? Like, I, and that's what causes us to grow. Like, that's why it's important that you get in that word and you're praying, so you have the wisdom when you are in that position to lead. You know, some people run or they fall. They go backwards. Oh, let me just kiki it with you. Like, you know, let me do everything we doing over. Oh, what we doing? No, this is your opportunity to lead. And that's what people need to see, is that, okay, well, you say you saved. Okay, well, what is he or she doing every time they hear? They lead me differently. They're shining their light. And for us on the inside, it just sucks, because you're like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, good God, Almighty, this is crazy. Yeah, but I mean, that's just, I hate to say that's how good our God is, because I know people aren't going to understand that statement, but that's how good God is. Your training is always like a now training. Like, yeah, when you call the leadership, you're leading. They ain't no ramp up. I went through my leadership classes, but trust and believe, the class was, what's the word? And you need to go out there and be ready to teach. I had you 3 points, huh? Because you got to lead and act, you know, and have actions behind that. So yeah, that is tragic, but this is what God does. He's like, stop talking trash. And here's the deal. Well, if somebody asked you, hey, are you going into the wilderness today? The answer would be no. The answer is no. I'm not willingly going into anybody's. I'll tell you right. The only way I'm in a wilderness is because Jesus said, this is where you're supposed to be. I'm not just picking it. He can knock on my door right now. And I swear, I look at that ring on the refrigerator and be like, no, sir. No, sir. Wilderness who? Wilderness what? No, thank you. So, I mean, yeah, our desert experiences in faith are very necessary. And this is something, if you don't understand that and it's not taught as young Christian, people run.
Yes, they do.
They run. Oh, it's too hard. It's too complicated. No, this is a part of your development, and it's necessary. Very, very necessary. So that's how we learn how to overcome too. And if you can't get past that moment, how are you going to tell somebody else how to get through it?
Nah,
oh, man, I went in the shop. Everybody was smoking weed. Woo, woo. Well, what'd you do? Well, I just fired up. No, no. You're going to have to be able to tell somebody how to get out of that. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? Blueberry? You're just like, Lord. No. Listen, bruh. Like, so you're going to have to, you know, walk through it. But that's where we grow.
Listen, even Jesus himself, you know, was led by the Spirit to walk into the wilderness and was tempted by the devil. We see that in scripture, Matthew 4:1. And man, shouts out to our Lord and Savior for being just, you know, so solid. Because, you telling the truth, Dice, when you talk about, you know, being a leader in these spaces.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we have to unpack, and what we going, once we come back, we're going to go to a quick break. But when we come back, we got to talk about building your spirit man up to where you can be that leader and not go back into these temptations moments and backslide a little bit. Listen, we're talking about it today, desert experiences in the faith. Listen, don't touch that dial. We're going to a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, in the middle of this Real Talk conversation. And we're talking about it today, you know, desert experiences in faith. And, you know, I think we need to unpack a little bit, you know, kind of give some tips on how to build that spirit man up, Dice. I know for me, one, I'm kind of mentioning it, but I think to go back to it just a little bit more. Listen, you need to resist isolation and connect with the community that can help you. I think that's something that a lot of people fail to realize in that scripture of Matthew 4:1, where Jesus was out in the wilderness. Listen, Jesus was not alone. He always had his Lord and Savior, his Father, that he was constantly talking to in the midst of him being out in the wilderness and the devil trying to tempt him. So I think a lot of times people fall and backslide because
hold on. He didn't have God for 39 days. So let's get that right. I love you, brother. But I was like, because I want us all to understand this. It wasn't until he got up out of there, Focus. At the end of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Nah, that's what I'm talking about. So I was working to that point. At the end of it, he clearly had a communication. He was talking with them. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't want the listener to actually believe that sometimes God is literally chatting back and forth with you for 40 days. Because a wilderness moment could be for a year. And you feel like God is nowhere. And it's not that God isn't there. It's just, we're not going to talk. Go ahead.
No, I'm with you. It could be for a day too. Listen, some people have a bad day and they don't even understand that's a wilderness day. So
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not absolutely that God has left you, but it might not be no conversations, you know, because God is chatty. You know what I'm saying? If you're open to it, but in that wilderness spot, go ahead, because what I'm feeling is it's going to tap into your point when you finish what you're saying about how to build up.
Yes. So again, that was working into the test. You know, in that wilderness is the test, and that's sometimes we fail the test because our spirit man is not built up strong enough. So again, to your point, absolutely, he didn't talk and he didn't have the conversation until the last day, but he still had a moment to still talk with him. And I think a lot of times people think they're all the way isolated and they're alone, that there's never going to be a moment that they're going to be able to have a talk with him. So they just say, forget it. I know a lot of people say, you know what? Nobody cared about me. Nobody loved me. I wasn't getting no affection from my spouse. My kids don't love me. My mama don't love me. God ain't hearing me right now when I'm talking to him. So they just stay all the way in the wilderness instead of coming out of that thing. So that's the point I was trying to work my way up to get to that. Yes, you need to work your spirit, man, before you even get to that place, because I see a lot of people. And when you talk about years, I talk to a lot of people who are spiritually dead, and they've been spiritually dead for years, and it's because they're not working on it. They're not sacrificing and doing the work that they need to do.
If any of you are in your wilderness right now, I'll be honest with you. I love this scripture, and I love this passage, and I love that we get to tap into the human part of God, you know, and the flesh. And honestly, this is why we have this whole wilderness piece in the Bible, is to let us know we can get through it. And it's also to let us know that Christ did it, you can do it too. And this is what you have to do when you're in the wilderness. Like Focus was saying, you need to be prepared for that, because in the wilderness, that's when Christ was tempted. But the way he fought temptation is he knew the word. So every time the enemy offered him a thing, he knew what scripture had already said. He knew what God had already said. And I will suggest, and I'm just ruminating here, but if you are in your wilderness, please walk through your pride, the pride of life.
Yeah.
Lust of the flesh. You know, like walk through the things that...
That pride of monster.
The lust of the... You know, just like, what are you lusting after with your eyes, your flesh, and just life? Because it's a humility piece in the wilderness, and that's the place that we need to get to. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like, who's running this? Yeah, and what did I say about running it? Like, do you know my word? Like, that's why I was saying, I wasn't trying to be funny a minute ago, but I just like, whoa. I just wanted to make sure the listeners know, like, it's tough being in the wilderness. It's not easy. That's why nobody wants to go. That's why things die in the wilderness. If you Google right now any wilderness, it's some places people can't go, because you probably gonna die. But that's what the wilderness is designed for. Pride has to die in the wilderness. And then you are to tap into the word of God. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Jesus gave us the perfect example of how to push through that, you know? Anyway, sorry about that. Go ahead. It just irritates me when people get in the wilderness and then they act like Jesus ain't, or God isn't there, or Jesus isn't there, or this isn't a part of Christianity. I'm like, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, you should get excited, honestly. Like, ooh, opportunity. And it's an opportunity for us, you know, to get closer to God and to show God, literally, like, I got this. Like, if you put me here, I know you're here. Mm-hmm. So let me get on in here. because I remember what you said, but that's good.
That's good when you say the opportunity. I'm glad you brought that up, because it is when you're in that wilderness season or that day or that particular moment, it is an opportunity for spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people miss that. That a lot of people don't understand that, yes, this is a challenge that you need to walk through so you can overcome it. Because I'm telling you, I struggled in for a little while in this area. And to, like you said, Dice, I had to say, you know what? Either I'm going to be a leader or I'm going to be a follower. Because at the end of the day, that's pretty much what it is. When you go into these environments, either you can lead by example and say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to show them that you can actually resist from temptation and not be lured in these things and not do these things, or I'm going to do it. Yeah. It's really simple. So yes, that is an opportunity for spiritual growth. I'm glad you brought that up. That's powerful.
Yeah, it is. I don't know, man. It took me years to get that mindset. And you laugh a lot when I was like, oh, this is easy. You know, this is what it is. And it's because it's like, it's supposed to happen. And I doubt you'll ever go to church and you'll hear a scripture and say it, where a pastor, or not a passage where a pastor's preaching to people, your wilderness is on the way. Mm. Because churches don't want to scare people off. They don't want to, you know, they don't want people to be afraid of Christianity or afraid to be alone, because that's one of the top five being alone fears, you know, from a human perspective on this earth. But when you're Christian, you know, I'm never alone. Mm-hmm. I am never alone. Even if I am alone, you know, in a desert, I am not alone. But I really like, you know, talking about the experiences, you know, in our faith that have us alone, because it's hard for people to be alone. And I'm like, I think if you can master that, your ministry would go to a different level. Your relationship would go to a different level. You know, your business would go to a different level. You know, always trying to play that victim role and blame everybody else. Oh, my wife or my husband on whoop de whoop. You know, oh, at work, my boss, whoop de whoop. You know what I'm saying? Oh, at church, they was whoop de whoop. It's like, okay, be all right being alone. And while you're being alone, check the pride of life, the pride of the flesh, and the pride of your eyes. And while you're doing that, trust me, you're going to be busy. You won't be thinking about what other people are doing, and you will be expecting to hear from God at the end. And the crazy part is this account with Christ being in the wilderness, it's in Luke. He was filled with power after it. So I'm like, if you know you're in the wilderness, get excited for the power that's going to fall on you after you come out of that wilderness. Like, you're about to be a superhero. So that's why I'm like, so you have to expect, you know what I'm saying? I don't think we expect enough from God. And it's like, God is faithful. God does what he does. And we always have the answers to the test before we go through it. So it's like, if you already know, all right, man, I'm out here. Ooh, what do I know? I need to get my word, one, because the devil's going to tempt me. And I need to make sure I know what God said concerning that test that's on the way. And then I need to know, I'm going to hear from God after this. God's got a word for me after this. And I'm going to get extra special power after this. So this is a necessary part of my development, and I welcome it. And that's the attitude that we have to have when we're walking through.
Absolutely. And you said something powerful. Reflect on how Jesus responded to temptation by knowing that word. Jesus quoted them scriptures. Let's be very clear. Back and forth. So, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. We just talking about it today. We got to go to a break. We're going right back. We're talking about desert experiences and faith. Keep it locked. You're tuning into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Thank y'all for waking up with us. Another blessed, blessed day. And shouts out to everybody on the West Coast tuning in, all our new listeners. We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all following us on all social media platforms at The Fix Radio Show. That's D-A-F-I-X-X Radio Show. Make sure you are following us on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe, and click that notification bell so you can get all the notifications and, you know, come into our world with a lot of our spiritual detox interviews. And
thanks.
Unsaid Truth is loading on your YouTube now too as well. So yeah, you definitely want to subscribe to our YouTube channel. But another hot show, Dice. Shouts out to everybody who has already downloaded. Shouts out to our brothers 1K Few and Zaytoven's Project Pray for Atlanta. It's out now, doing crazy numbers. We had 1K Few on here, listen, talking about the project, long overdue, working on the project, everything that went into it. And that thing is amazing. So I'm grateful that it's out now. It's definitely going to be a classic that we're going to be playing for time to time, you know, some years now, like, this is going to be a vibe. It's a lot of good music on this project. So, yeah, shouts out to them for putting this together. And I pray this starts in, I wish they would have made it a mixtape.
That would have
been volume one, volume two. Pray for Atlanta. I feel like this is a continuing
ongoing
thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, I mean, they have, Jose, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's like an event that happens every single year in Atlanta for Jose for the Homeless or something like that. But it's at a big stadium, and then all the artists come and perform for free, but you also serve when you're there. So I like, it was like a little rotation. I never forget when I first met my husband, I don't even think we were married. Jose for the Feeds the Homeless is what it's called. And so, yeah, I think that Pray for Atlanta thing could be definitely an actual event or something that's ongoing all year long. I could definitely see that. And y'all need to keep praying for Atlanta. Atlanta's awesome, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that real talk was good. So sometimes I know it's tough. It's Monday, and I know you're like, wow. It's Monday, though.
Monday. It's good Monday talk, you know. Definitely that desert experience in faith, or just being in the wilderness. And hopefully y'all got some tips today. Hopefully we helped you today. If you're listening on an app, you can always rewind. If you missed the show, you know, you can catch it the next day. Please make sure you're taking notes. If you know you are getting something out of it, because I take notes all the time from the stuff we're saying. You know, God just speaks when he wants to. But being in the wilderness is something that's going to happen. Being in a deserted place or having that quiet time in your walk with God or in your walking on this journey, it's going to happen. You just got to know what to do when you're there. Kind of like Christ. He set the perfect example of knowing what God had already said and resisting the devil so he'll flee. And yeah, you're going to come out stronger on the other end. So, yeah, it's good.
Yep, please walk in it. And when I tell y'all want to tap in tomorrow, because Real Talk Conversation tomorrow, we're going to talk about embracing spiritual pruning. So, yeah, we need to talk about it's pruning season for a lot of y'all out there. So let's talk about it. Go ahead and let somebody know tomorrow. Yes, the Fix is talking about embracing spiritual pruning.
Drink you some juice too, like... Focus is now on some prune juice. Yeah. So that pruning season might mean maybe you need to actually drink you some and clean out.
Yeah, that was
clean
wrong.
Yourself out. Shout out.
Nana, I know you're looking down from heaven, but that was wrong. That was wrong. Oh, help me. That's it for us for today. Go out and be great today, kings and queens. Continue to show the love of Christ, because that's what Christ would want you to do. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be your goal. The Fix is in. We out.
Peace out.